Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Rameir says, Yesh Dvarim Shehein Bakarka. There are things that are in the ground, but Ve'einon Kekarka, but they're not considered like Karka. B'negei the halacha of swearing, because you don't swear about Karka. But Ve'ein Chacham Moedim Le. The Chacham don't agree with Rameir. So Ketzad, what are we talking about here? What is this that's attached to the ground? And Rabbi Meir says it's not like the ground, and the Chacham say that it is like the ground. So the Mishnah gives us the following example. Reuven goes to Shimon again, and he says, Esther Gefanim, 10 grapevines, 2 unais that were laden with grapes, Mesarti Loch, I gave to you. I gave to you to watch for me. And these grapes were ready to be picked. V'aloyim, and Shimon answers, the other one answers, Ein El Chamesh, there are only 5. Reb Meir Mechayu Shur, Reb Meir says, Ah, he's a Maidim Mixas. He has to swear on the rest. Ah, you don't swear about Karka. Zokt Rabbi Meir, since these grapes were ready to be picked, they didn't need to be attached to the tree or to the ground, so they're considered as if they were already picked, and therefore they're metal to them. The Chachamim, I mean, but the Chachamim say, Kala mechuber lekarka, anything attached to the ground, hereu kekarka is like the ground, even though it doesn't need the ground anymore, even though you can pick it. And once it's considered ground, there's no shvus midoraisa. Zokt Mishnah Vayter. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Ein nishbayin, there's no shvua, ela only, al davar on something, shebe mida. Mida means it has a specific measure. That's why our midas are called midas, because the way we act, that's how people measure us, who we are. You walk on the street nicely and you say good morning to people. You treat people with derech eretz. You have good midas. That means you're measured to be a good person. Ah, what a good person this is. It's the way we measure people, by their midas. But Akalpanim, the Mishnah is talking about something that you can measure. Sheba Mishkol is something that you would weigh. Sheba Minyan is something that has a specific number. In other words, the person making the claim, Reuven, who keeps going to Shimon and keeps telling Shimon, you owe me things, he has to say, you owe me what? He has to give a specific measure, a weight, or a number. And the person denies it by saying, no, it's less than that. Ketzad. Can you illustrate an example of this? Okay, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, Bayis moli mesarti lach, I handed over a house full of peiros to you to watch for me. V'kis moli mesarti lach. Or he says, I handed over a wallet full of money. You were supposed to watch it for me. V'aloyim, and the other person, Shimon says, Eini ideya. I don't know exactly how much peiros or how much money you gave me. You didn't measure it or weigh it or count it. Elamasha hinachta tonight, whatever you left, take it back. And right now we have less than a house full of payrolls. Or a wallet full of money. So Potter, he's Potter. Because neither the claim, what Reuven is saying, doesn't have a measurement. That's not a measurement, a house full of payrolls or a purse full of money. And even the part that he admits has also no measurement. He's not saying, no, there was only a certain amount of payrolls, a certain weight of payrolls, a certain amount of money. No one's giving any numbers over here. But let's say, Zeh oimer ad aziz. Reuven says, the payrus filled the house up to the beam by the ceiling. Matanur explains we're talking about the beam that's holding up the second floor, which you can see just below the ceiling. The Zelimer, and the other one says, no, the payrus didn't come up that high, it was ad achalayim, up until the window. Chayiv, then he is chayiv. Because here there's a specific measurement. It's a strange way of measuring, maybe, but we're being very specific. He says it was up to the beam, and Shimon says, no. Was up to the window. So that would be a case of Maida B'mixas. So again, Reb Meir holds that if the payrus are ready to be picked off, even though they're still connected to the ground, they have a din of metaltalim. The Chachamim say anything that's still attached to the ground, whether it still needs the ground or not, whether it's ripe or not, has a din of karka. And for karka, you don't swear. Then the Mishnah told us that the claim and the admission has to be something that could either be measured, weighed, or counted. But if he says a house full of payrolls or a wallet full of money, and the other one says, I don't know, whatever you gave me, I'm giving you back, so he's Potter. But if they're specific, Reuven says, until the beam. Shimon says, no, the payrolls only went up until the window. That is a case of Maida B'mikzas where he would be chayv.